This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Most Americans, and many people around the world, remember where they were and what they were doing on the morning of September 11th, 2001. People were rushing to work, dawdling over coffee, or waiting to hear a weather report. As W.H. Auden once wrote, about suffering, the old masters were never wrong. It takes place while someone else is eating or opening a window or just walking dully along. On the morning of September 11th, Brigitte Alflalo Calderon was reciting an oath of allegiance to the United States of America. She had emigrated from Morocco. The judge presiding over the ceremony in a Washington, D.C. courthouse decided not to interrupt the ceremony with news of airplanes smacking into skyscrapers, the Pentagon, and a Pennsylvania wood. It wasn't until afterwards that she learned that her new homeland had been attacked. Brigitte Alflalo Calderon joins us in our studios. Thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What did the judge finally say to you?
At the end of the ceremony, which was at about around 11 o'clock, he told us that he had some news to share with us. And that's when he told us that two planes had smashed the Twin Towers and one plane had crashed into the Pentagon. That's all he knew.
What went through your mind then?
I screamed. I think we all screamed. And I remember saying to the lady sitting next to me, this is not possible. This can't happen to the United States. Because for all these years, I had carried the image of a strong and unbreakable America.
You grew up in Morocco, as we said.
I grew up in Morocco. I worked as a reporter for a major newspaper at a time where very few women actually had this position. And then I was appointed as press attaché to the Minister of Tourism. Mm-hmm. And that was then in 1981, I decided to come here.
And why?
I just wanted to be someplace where I was going to start from scratch. And I really started from scratch. It was very hard.
Before you became a citizen, mm-hmm. when did you begin to feel like an American?
I never thoroughly felt like an American, actually, until I became an American citizen, because having a green card and not being able to say that you're an American makes you really feel slightly apart. I didn't have the possibility to refer to America as my country, and this made a big difference. I mean, it took 10 minutes for me to make the jump, but this made a big difference.
And has your idea of what it is to be an American changed at all over the past year?
Yes, it has changed. I feel American, so everything has changed. I feel connected to the people. I feel very protective of my country.
Ms. Alflalo Calderon, thank you.
You're welcome.
Brigitte Alflalo Calderon is a writer. She was born in Morocco and now lives in Washington, D.C. She's a citizen of the United States, became so on September 11th, 2001.